Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying A New Spiritual Life, Bible Bits from Colossians. In this session, we'll be looking at Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 to 29. The hope is eternal life. Man will endure much if he has a hope alive that becomes his focus. Christians have a hope which prompts endurance. Faith is that hope. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11 verses 39 and 40. And all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls. Much suffering is endured for a goal. Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14, not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I did not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and pressing forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 15. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, and zealous for good works. Speak these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. What is the Christian's hope? Well, eternal life. Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 to 29, our text for this session, reveals two truths regarding the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. First, there is a reality of suffering for the gospel. Suffering is inescapable for the sincere believer. Verse 24, I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church. Look at Acts chapter 9, verses 15 and 16. But the Lord said to him, go, for he is a chosen vessel of mine, to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake. He must suffer. Our text demonstrates that Paul views suffering for the cause of Jesus Christ a privilege. And there are two aspects of the Christian suffering. There is suffering for the church. Why did Paul suffer? For ministry. He planted churches among the Gentiles. For you, he says. For the sake of the church. He preached inclusion. God among the Gentiles. He preached the Messiah who was opposed to pagan beliefs. The apostle got a double hit. He was attacked by the Jews who wanted to stop him, and he was attacked by those whom he preached to. He suffered for the church. There's also suffering for the Lord. In verse 24, the second part of it, fill up the afflictions of Christ. Jesus' sufferings became Paul's sufferings. Both of them suffered vicariously. Both suffered for the gospel, and both suffered for the church. The difference between their suffering, Jesus suffered to open the way of redemption. Paul suffered to open the door for the gospel. Suffering is the natural lot for servants of Christ. Second, there is a call for completion of the gospel. The role of Paul? Well, he's a servant with a stewardship. Look at verses 26 and 27. Of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hidden from ages has been revealed. The revelation to Paul, the mystery of the ages revealed to the saints in Christ. Look at Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 down to verse 13. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus, of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles, if indeed you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel, of which I became a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effective working of his power. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That is the essential content of the mystery. In verse 29 calls for the completion. To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. Paul had a message. He had a method and he had a purpose, all stated in verse 28. His message was Christ. The gospel is Jesus Christ. His method was admonishing and teaching, and his purpose was to present everyone perfect in Christ. Verse 28, him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. What a driving force every man. No rest until the goal is accomplished. Perfect, the goal of spiritual maturity. Paul possessed a willingness to be used to accomplish God's plan. He labored, but it was according to the Holy Spirit's lead as a vessel of grace. Let me ask you, are you functioning as a vessel of grace with the Holy Spirit? You answer that question, you think about all that, and you have a great day.